a few minutes later, they were going to read the Torah. And Rabbi Avraham Shneur, Zechariah Lavo, was the one who called out the aliyahs. So, and the one who was reading the Torah was Rabbi Moshe Burstein. As they started giving out the aliyahs, Rabbi Avraham Shneur, Zechariah Lavo, said to Rabbi Moshe Burstein, we have to give him an aliyah today. We have to give this guy an aliyah. Why? It shouldn't be that because he insulted, I'm not going to give him an aliyah. That can't be. That's ridiculous. So he was the one that said, we have to give him an aliyah. And Rabbi Nachman Burstein was remembering this, saying, look at the quality, talk about quality control, look at the quality of a person. Why? Because he lived this. A person that wants to be Breslov, this is the manual. This is where he tells you what's required, what's the ultimate. Each person has to figure out where we're holding. We have to know that this is the best, and this is the goal. If I see that I'm far from this, then number one, it makes me aware that I'm far from the best yet. And number two, it lets me know that he's not writing for Martians, he's writing for humans. So if he's writing this, we have to know that those people who we refer to as tzaddikim amitim, this is their style, this is how they do things, this is how they live. Or very religious Jews, this is the manual, this is what they go by. And we have to know that this is what to pray for.
This is in religious.
Excuse me?
Those of us who are trying, but you know, you can't expect someone our level to be able to do the exact same thing as someone on their level.
Of course not. But we need to know that these are the examples. Paragraph Beis. V'zeh shamrazal. This is why the Gemara says zokein veino lefi chvoidoi, that if the person, not the person whose mule it is, but the other person, if he's the helper is an elderly person, and it's not respectful, it's not respectable for him to walk over to the mule, you know, and help it. Or let's say again, somebody's carrying a whole load of groceries and the groceries splatter in the middle of the street, and there's a Rosh Yeshiva walking by, and for him to walk over and bend down and start helping a person pick up their groceries, it might be degrading for him to do it in front of people. It might not look, might be a disrespect to Kovod HaTorah for him to do it. In those kind of cases, poter. He's not obligated to help. Now Rav Nosson is going to explain, why does the Gemara give this issue of kovoid? How does kovoid come into this? Zokein v'ena lefichvoidon. Ki tzorech li zoher sheloi lifgoim ha-kovoid. A person has to be very careful not to mess up kovoid. Ki kovoid hu shoyrish ha-nefesh. Kovoid is the origin from where our souls come from. The Gemara says our souls originate from the Kisei HaKovoid, from the throne of Hashem. Nimtza, shehu hachius shel hanefesh. So therefore, just as we spoke before about das being chius, kovoid is also chius. In other words, if we say something comes from something, a baby comes from the mother, so the mother is the source of life and sustenance for the baby. If our souls come from kovoid, then kovoid is also a form of chius for us. Story time. I once heard a story that really has an important message for everybody. There was a person during Rabbeinu Zal's time, during Rav Nosson Zal's time, I think. During Rav Nosson Zal's time, there was a person who wanted to become very religious. And he started fasting. The thing that he was doing in a big way was fasting. And he got himself up to a level where he was able to fast from Shabbos to Shabbos. And he started doing this once and twice. And on Friday afternoons, he would sit in a certain place, out in the street like. And people would walk by, they would see him. And there were people that found out about this, and they would marvel about it. You know, people would walk in the street, they would say, that's the guy. You know, that's the person who fasts, you know, from Shabbos to Shabbos. And they were making a big deal about it. And at one point, somebody went and told this to Rav Nosson Zal, or they told it, I'm not sure if it was Rav Nosson Zal or another tzaddik. And the tzaddik didn't look impressed at all. He wasn't impressed. And he said, I'll tell you what you do. Next Shabbos, don't walk past him. Next Friday, don't walk past him. Walk a different way. And try to get people also not to walk over there, try to walk a different way. They did this, and a short while later, this person passed away. The person died. And the tzaddik said afterwards that this person was living off that kavod. In other words, what he was fasting, where was he getting the energy, the energy to be able to pull a major source of his energy was the kavod that people were talking about him, that he's fasting seven, you know, that talking about him and looking at him and pointing to him. And the second that was taken away, boom, the fasting killed him. Here, Rav Nosson Zal writes these words that kavod is chiyus shel hanefesh, and you have this expression in English, you know, he lives for kavod, you know, that kind of thing. The kavod is la, and the second a person gets in, I'll die from embarrassment, you know, I died from embarrassment. V'hu bechinas moichin v'chiyus lahanefesh. Kavod is a concept of moichin and chiyus for the nefesh. Ki ha-kovoid hu tolui bedas, because kovoid is connected to das. Ki loi novo liksil kovoid. There's a pasuk that says that it's inappropriate for a fool to be respected. So we see that respect goes synonymous with the opposite of fool, with das, with chacham. U'kamoi shekosov, and as it says in Mishlei, kovoid chachomim yincholu, that it's chachomim who inherit kovoid. So we see that kovoid and das are synonymous. Ukemoy shekosov Rabbeinu Neri Yoyer, and as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, shehakovoid choizer el hamavinei mado, that we have to see to it to return the kovoid to the intelligent people, kishom shoyrish hakovoid, because that's the root of kovoid, that's where kovoid belongs. V'alkein, and therefore, pegama kovoid hu pegama das, A defect in kovoid is synonymous with a defect in das, because we just showed how kovoid and das go together. You're supposed to respect the person for his das, for his sechel, like Talmud Chochem, you respect him for the Chochma, for the Torah, for the das. The concept of kovod ha-Torah. Gam ho-ahavo v'ho-achdus tolui be-kovoid. And we know also that love and unity are also dependent on kovoid. Kishom nisachdin kol hanefoshos, because it's in kavod that all the Jewish souls become unified. The kisei kavod is the shoyrish neshamos Yisrael. That's where they're all plugged into one source. So kavod is the achdus of all the nefoshos. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, bekoholom al teichad kavodi. When Yaakov Avinu prayed that when Shimon and Levi will get together, when Korach will get together an assemblage of people to go against Moshe Rabbeinu, Pekoholom, when they'll gather together and unite, I don't want my kovoid to be there. Because normally, when a lot of people get together, that's kovoid. That's the kovoid. Shehu bechinas achdus. Sheha kovoid hu bebechinas achdus. Because kovoid is synonymous with oneness. Ki ha kovoid hu bechinas malchus. Shehu bechinas achdus. Kemuva le'el. Kovoid is a concept of malchus. The pasuk says, v'yovoi melech ha kovoid. And we know Melech Shemochel al Kvoidoi Ein Kvoidoi Mochel. Iker Kvoid is Malchus. And Malchus is synonymous with Achdus. Ki HaMelech Oitzer Bo'om U'mekabtzom U'meyachdom. Because it's the king who gathers together the people and gathers them and unifies them. Kemoy Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Ze Yatzer Biami. This pasuk is talking about the Melech Yisrael, that he is the one who will gather together my people. So here you have it clearly in a pasuk that the Malchus is Achdus. V'chein Isa b'divrei Rabbeinu Neri Yoyer, and Rabbeinu Zal brings this also in Likutei Moran. Shaydei tikken hakovoid, dehainu al yidei shenoisin kovoid liyirei Hashem. That when the kovoid is dealt with properly, which means that the kovoid is given to the Yirei Hashem, then there's peace in the world. Peace means unity, oneness. So therefore, the tikkun and the chiyus of all the nefoshos is kovoid. Ukshenivgam ha-kovoid, azay nivgam moicham v'chiyusom. And when the kavod is nifgam, then the moyach is nifgam, then the chius is nifgam. Vazai noiflim kanal. If the chius is nifgam, then the person dies or becomes ill and they fall. Kinasim bebechinas masa kovod. They become a heavy weight. Shubechinas pegama kovod, which is the opposite, a defect in kovod. The defective kovod is kovod, which is kas. We said the kovod is the liver, which is kas, and kovod, which means heavy burden. Those two go together. When we talk about a pegam in kovod, it means where the vov leaves the word kovod. That's the only one that's a vowel of the word. The other ones are main letters of the word. Shehu bechinas chius. The letter vov implies life. V'oz nase mikovoid kovoid. And then from kovoid it gets converted to kovoid. Bechinas maso kovoid. A heavy weight. Ke'en ma she'omer Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom achar. As Rabbeinu Zal explains, b'maimor ani Hashem hu shmi, in chapter Yud Aleph from Likutei Moran, there Rabbeinu Zal has this whole discussion about kovoid versus kvad peh. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says he couldn't speak. He was kvad peh, and Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the difference between kovod and kvad is that vov missing. Vov represents chius. Why vov represents chius? I can give you a few proofs. Number one, the vov represents Yaakov Avinu, who is called in Yudke Vovke, the vov is Tiferes or Zerampin, which is Yaakov Avinu, which is called Chaim. There's a pasuk Be'or Penei Melech Chaim. Rabbeinu Zal brings this in Likutei Moran, and Yaakov is the Be'or Haponim. There's a pasuk Mevakshe Ponecho Yaakov Selo. Yaakov is called the Ponim, and the Ponim is Chaim. So the Vov, the letter Vov, represents Chius. Be'or Penei Melech Chaim. That's one proof. There are other proofs to it also. V'alkein zokein ve'eino lefi chvoidoi poter mepriko tina. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal says, this is why we can understand why an elderly gentleman, for whom it would be a disrespect, it would be the opposite of respectable, for him to pick this thing up, you know, to get involved in helping you with this burden, he's free from doing it, free from this mitzvah. V'yesh deyo she'osur. There's an opinion in the Gemara that says that he's not allowed to help the person with this burden. Ki ikir pigam nefilas hamaso hu bebechinas pigam hakovoid kanal. Because we learned before that what causes the item to become heavy and the fact that it falls, it's a pigam in kovoid. It was a pigam in das. Remember we said that when there's sinner, sin is pigam in das, which is synonymous with pigam in kovoid. When people hate each other, they insult each other. They don't show they show the opposite of respect to each other, right? So therefore, the fact that this thing is falling is pigam in kovoid. Therefore, people have to be careful to see to it that this item falling down should not result in further pigam in kovoid. In other words, by a big rabbi or a very respected person going and bending down to pick up the basketball and help the kid with the basketball that fell down, it's going to be further pigam in kovoid. Ki adarabba, ato hu tzorech li zoher mo'oid b'chvoidoi shu b'chinas tikkun hanefila kanal. When a person sees that a heavy burden is falling, that's ringing an alarm that there's pigam in kovoid. So if you're seeing it, you've got to be very careful not to be poigim the kovoid further, even if it means not being poigim your own kovoid, by picking the thing up. V'ikar tikkun hakovoid hu al yidei kovoid hazokein. And the main tikkun of kovoid is by showing respect for elderly people. Kemuva b'divar Rabbeinu Ner Yor b'kam apomim, as Rabbeinu Zal brings in a few places in the Likutei Moran, that the ikur kovoid is related to the zikenim. V'alkein hazokein shezoiche l'shleimus hadas. Therefore, an elderly person who is zoiche to shleimus hadas, the older a person gets, the wiser they get. That's the way it's supposed to be. Bebechinas ze kona chachma. The Gemara says that the word zokein is made up of two words. Ze kona. This one has acquired. What has he acquired? There's a pasuk kenei chachma, kenei bina. That what's called an acquisition in the Torah is chachma, sechel. This older person who has been zoche to kavoid, bebchinas kavoid chachamim yinchaluk, kamay shekosuv v'im zekeinim kavoid, that zekeinim deserve kavoid, al kein hu yochoy losei sulahorim kol hamasois. Therefore, he's the one who can lift up all heavy packages, all heavy loads. Kamay shekosuv Rabbeinu Nerior, as Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter Nun Dalet, shehat tzadik nikra masa. The tzaddik is called Maso, Shehu Noisei HaKoil, because he carries everyone. Bebechinas, as Moshe Rabbeinu said about himself, I carry this whole Jewish nation, Kasher Yiso Ha'oimen Es Hayoinek, as the nursemaid carries the baby. Ki HaTzaddik Menasei Umeirin Kol Hanufilois, because the tzaddik is the one who lifts up and elevates all the fallen items. V'cholze alidei tikkun hadas, all based on his tikkun hadas. V'tikkun hadas hu tikkun hakavod kanal. Tikkun hadas is synonymous with tikkun hakavod, as we showed earlier. U'kedemashma midivrei Rabbeinu Neira b'kamim koimois, as is found in Rabbeinu Zal's words in many places. So this is why a zokein, for whom it will end up being disrespectful, it'll be an insulting to him to pick this up, he's going to be defeating the purpose of this mitzvah. The purpose of this mitzvah, of helping somebody with something that's falling, is tikkun hadas, which is tikkun hakavod. If as a result of you picking this thing up, you're going to be poigim in kavod, then you're not helping the situation. You're messing the situation up.
What if the zakein is the one who hates the person, though? He really needs to fix it for himself.
This is why the Gemara says on this pasuk, "Shesoinei ha'omur kan hu shera'uhu oiver avera." That the real soine, when this pasuk says, when you'll see your enemy's animal, which enemy is it talking about? Not somebody that you don't like because he didn't give you a cookie, he didn't share his cookie with you. We're talking about an enemy. He became your enemy because you saw him going against Hashem. You hate him because he's against Hashem. Hainu bechinas hisgabrus hadamim shel hashisa gidin. This refers to a person whom the blood that's in the 365 tendons is overpowering him. Shehim bechinas shin samachei averos, kama shekosov Rabbeinu Zal shom, which corresponds to the 365 mitzvos loisase in the Torah, as Rabbeinu Zal says. And that's what causes the falling. My sins have covered my head, are over my head. Like a heavy load, they're weighing me down. It's forbidden to hate a Jew unless you saw that Jew committing a sin. She'oz mitzvah l'snoisoi. Then it's a mitzvah to hate him. K'moishom razal b'nyinze, as the Gemara says, related to this. Ki ho aveiro al yidei hisgabrus hadamim shel hashisa gidin. Because what causes a sin is that the blood that's in the 365 tendons is misgaber. It strengthens itself. Umishom bo hasino al yidei adamim, and that's also where hate comes from. Hate also comes from the blood, the redness inside the person. V'alkein muter lesoinoi. Therefore, this person, it's permissible to hate him. Ki hu bebechinas sino kanal, because this person is in a state of hate. When a person is doing averois which means violating mitzvos loisase in the Torah, which are related to the 365 tendons which carry the blood through the body, that means this person is in a state of hisgabrus sadamim. He's in a state of sinah. So it's okay to hate him. V'afal pikein tzivso ha'toyro leval yanichenu lipoy legamri. And still the Torah warns us not to allow this person to fall completely, but rather put aside the negative feelings that you have in your heart towards him, and turn things around in favor of that person, to elevate that person to a level of ahava. As the Targum said there, mishbik tashbik, set aside the hate that you have in your heart towards this person, and that's how you lift up this person from his fallen state. In other words, Rav Nosson Zal just showed us here how, what justification could a Jew have for disliking another Jew? The only justification is sins. The fact that the person is against Hashem. And if I'm with Hashem, so I dislike those that are against Hashem. Oyave Hashem, sinu ra. Now, when this person went against Hashem, what caused him to go against Hashem? The blood in his body, the redness, the sitra achra, the esav inside of him is misgaber. And that's represented by the 365 gidin in the body, which carry the blood, the tendons. They correspond to the 365 mitzvahs loisaser. So when this person did aveirois, it means the blood in his body is bubbling, which means he's in a state called sinner. He's in this status called sinner. That's why you feel a sinner towards him, because he's got a label on him that says sinner. And therefore, the Torah says, still, put it aside. The Targum says, put aside your negative feelings towards him. Go help him. V'ato yesh l'rameis mitzvah zu al hod on biat al hod. We're on Gimel. We're up to Gimel. Sorry. V'ato yesh l'rameis mitzvah zu al hodon bi'atzmoi. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, we can show you how this mitzvah refers to a person himself, not to two people, but to a person related to himself. Ki sirech hamor soinach haroivetz, ki sheroyin chumroi v'gufoi shel soinoi, she'ovra v'ero kanal. When a person sees his own chomer, chomer means his physical matter, his physical substance, his guf, of his enemy that has done an aveira, shehu roivetz tachas masoi, and he sees that he's struggling under this with this burden, ve'eino yochel lisol of masoi v'oil toira, and meaning that because the person has done aveirois, he can't carry the burden of toira, the yoke of toira upon him. That's called a yoke, oil toira. He can't. It's too heavy for him as a result of the aveirois that he did. V'noifel chas v'shalom, and the person is falling. Ki yodua, Rav Nosson Zal says it's known, she'ha'odom tzorech liyois kishor lo'oil u'kachamor lamasoi. The Gemara says that a Jew is supposed to make himself like an ox to carry the load of Torah, and like a donkey, yisochor chamor gorem. The Gemara says chamor to carry the oil Torah. A Jew is supposed to be a mule to take the load of Torah upon himself. And when we see that a person is falling from avodas Hashem, v'zehu al yedei aveirois chas v'shalom, as a result of sins, bechinas soin acho kanal, which is this enemy, tzivso ha-toiro levli le'sal yimenu. The Torah says, don't turn away from him, rak ozoiv tazoiv imoy, but rather help him. Shetzorech lirois lazerloi ulekarvoi. Person has to see to it to help that person and to be makariv him, ulaharimoy minefilosoy, and to lift him up from his nefila. Vitzorech leahavoy dafka, and you must love him. Kemoishet Tirgim, as the Targum says, mishbak tishbik. Get rid of that hate in your heart, put it aside. Kitzorech lodunes kolodom lakavschus. A person has to judge everybody, kavschus, vafilu berosha gomor tzorech limtzai boyez eschus. Even if there's a rosha gomor, a super chiloini mechal Shabbos, eats treifus, everything, have to judge lekavschus. And find an akudas chusinim. Vaydeze moitzien oisoy mirishosoy. And by finding the Nekuda Toiva, you get it, you bring him out of his rishus, umachnis in oisai be'emes l'kav schus, and you actually transfer him into the side of schus, the choizer b'tshuva, and you get him to do tshuva. K'ma shekosov rabbeinu noyer yor, b'simen reish pebei, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Likutei Moran, al posuk v'oid ma'at ve'ein rosho, v'zboinam tal mekoimoi v'einenu. Rabbeinu Zal writes over there that if you're able to find a little bit of good in a Jew, oid ma'at, Ve'ein Russia, where in that little droplet, he's not Russia, he's 99.9% Russia, but 0.1 not Russia, then Vizboinam Tal Mekoimoi Ve'einenu. You'll look for him in the category, in the department of Rishoim in heaven, and you'll see Ve'einenu, he's not there anymore. By having found, identified a drop of good in a person, that alone can transfer that person out of Gehenna and bring him into Gan Eden. V'zehu mitzvas ozoiv tazoi. This is this mitzvah of helping a Jew. She'ikra mitzvah hi ho'avo. The main emphasis in the mitzvah here is love. K'moy she'tirgem, as the Targum says, get rid of your hate for him. Ki gam lohorim ho'odom atzmoy minifilosoi hu'rak al yedei ho'avo. Because the only way that you can help pick a person up from an afila is with love. By bringing that person into kavzchus and avo kanal, and loving, giving that person love. In other words, identifying and highlighting the good of that person. When a person is in a state of yirida, if a person has a child and the child is doing bad things, by telling the child all the bad things they're doing and doing wrong, you crush him. If he's stama a nutcase, it's one thing. But if we're dealing with a normal child with normal feelings, and the kid's not doing great, and the kid feels he's not doing great, by insulting him or pounding him, you're not going to help him. You have to build him up. And building him up is with ahavo, with nekudas toivois. This is why the Gemara says zokein veinu lefi kvoidoi potur uliyeshoimrim osur, that a zokein for whom it would not be respectable for him to do this thing, he's potur from doing it, and according to some opinions, he's not allowed to do it. Because when a person's involved in this type of work, trying to bring people close to serving Hashem, to lift them up from their fallen state, the one that's doing it has to guard his kavod in a very big way. To be very careful not to bring close those whom you're not allowed to bring close, those whom you're not supposed to bring close. Because if he does, he'll mess up his own kavod. As Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech raid, you go down. The Arizal says, Lech, Lamed Chof is 50. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the 50th level. Hashem said, get down from the 50th level. Why? Ki shiches amcho. Al shekire veso erev rav. Because your people have made a mess. Who is your people? Not Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Hashem's people. Your people was the erev rav, whom Moshe Rabbeinu had tried to be Makarev against Hashem's instructions, and they were the ones that were leading the band here with the Egel Azov and all the trouble. Ki elu harishoim heim bebechinas erev rav. Those rishoim whom you're not supposed to be makariv, they are in this category called erev rav, shein bechinas esov kemuva. They represent chas v'shalom esov, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. Va'aleim nemar, about them is written, bozui ato me'oid. You are super insult worthy. By Esav it says, Vayivez Esav Sabchera. He was worthy of insult. She'ein lahem chelek b'kovoid kedusha. They don't deserve any part in the kovoid of kedusha, in the respectability. V'alkein osur lekarvam. Therefore, you're not allowed to be mekar of such people. Ki yifgoim kvoidoi chas v'shalom al yodom. Because the one who's being mekar of them, his kovoid will get messed up by them. V'ze bechinas zokein veino lefi chvoidoi she'osur lohorimoi minifilosoi. This is what it says, that a zokein veino lefi chvoidoi, he's not allowed to help that person with his burden. If you see that it's going to mess up your kavod in being makar of those kind of people, then he's not allowed to do it. Because the main thing is the kavod. When a person is makariv people to Hashem, whom you're supposed to bring close to Hashem, nizgadel kvoido yisporach. Hashem's kvoid becomes increased in the process. Kize ikar kvoidoi. This is the biggest kvoid to Hashem. Kishorachoikin miskarvan avadosi yisporach. When people who are far from Yiddishkeit and far from Kiddush and far from good, when they become religious, that's the biggest kavod to Hashem. K'may shekosav Rabbeinu Neri Yor calls it, as Rabbeinu Zal writes this in Likutei Moran, v'nase mehem b'chinas heichal hakodesh. And when those kind of people come close to Hashem, it becomes a holy palace for Hashem. B'b'chinas u'beheicholoi kuloi oimer kavod. And in Hashem's heichal, it's wall-to-wall kavod, which means that these kind of people, when you bring them close to Hashem, it's the biggest kavod to Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas bitul ho'isur b'shishim. This is the concept of taking something that's treif, and if it falls in by accident to 60 times as much kosher, it becomes nullified in the process. Maybe we'll hold it over here for a minute. This last piece we'll take up in the next shiur. That's a shame. In the last shiur, we were talking about the topic of returning a lost article to a person that, to the one that lost it, and talking about what, how Rav Nosson Zal gave an example of how that represents elevating the person. Person who loses something, loses it because of sinna, pigamadas, those things, and it represents a major tikkun for the one whose lost article you found. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas bitul ho'isur b'shishim. This is the concept of being able to nullify isur when you have 60 times as much heter. B'chinas shishim heimo malochois. There's a pasuk that says 60 they are kings, referring to the 60 descendants that came from Avram Avinu that represent the Malchus Dikdusha. B'chinas melech hakovoid. We know that Malchus is synonymous with kovoid. B'chinas heichal hakodesh shanal. This is related to the heichal hakodesh that we spoke about earlier. She'al yodoi nizbatel ho'isur v'horash lehem. That when you have 60 times as much kosher as unkosher in certain instances, the kosher is able to nullify and negate the ra in the unkosher. Va'ayin kol zeh b'maymer misho isek l'karev simenun tes. Look in Likutei Moran, chapter 59, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this whole concept about a person who's trying to be makar of people, that it involves taking their ra and nullifying it by putting it within a group of good people, that kind of thing. Plus is being able to do this bitul isur b'shishim. That's one aspect of it. Let's continue. V'zehu b'chinas ozoiv tazoiv. This is related to the mitzvah we're speaking about over here, about ozoiv tazoiv, helping this person with his burden to lift him up from his state of being fallen. This is the concept of nullifying isur with 60. Bechinas soimeich Hashem lechol hanoiflim. As the pasuk says in Ashrei, that Hashem supports those that are fallen. Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says in Brachos, Mipnei Ma Ein Nun Bi Ashrei. The Gemara says, why is it that there's a sentence for every single letter of the alphabet except for Nun? Mipnei Sheyesh Bo Nefila. Because the letter Nun represents falling. There's a pasuk that says, Nafla V'loy Soysif Kum B'sulas Yisrael. That the Jewish people have fallen The Jewish people have fallen. That's the implication over there. So it says that that's why Dovr HaMelech did not include the letter Nun in Ashrei, because Nun has a bad connotation for Klal Yisrael, represents Nefila. But the Gemara says, Vafilu hochi, chozar David v'samcha beruach HaKodesh. But despite that, Dovr HaMelech went and beruach HaKodesh snuck in the Nun inside of the Samach. In the letter Samach, in the Pasuk for Samach, he included the Nun. Hashem gives support to those that have fallen. Nimtza, what do we see from that? Shesamach hu bechinas smichas hanefila. That the letter Samach represents giving support to the one who is fallen. Bebechinas, as the pasuk that's quoted over there in the Gemara, Nafla v'loisoysif kum besulas Yisrael. She has fallen. The simple pshat of that pasuk seems to imply that she has fallen and she will no longer rise up, the daughter of Israel. Whereas the Gemara says, we read it this way, Nafla v'loisoysif. She has fallen and she will not fall anymore. Kum besulas Yisrael. Rise up, daughter of Israel. This is also the concept that we have in Shulchan Aruch and Yiddishkeit of all kinds of treif items. When they fall into 60 times as much kosher, being able to become that the ra of them becomes bottle. Because whenever we say that something is forbidden, the implication is that item is in a fallen state. It's fallen into the hands of evil, in a sense, and it's so bad that we're not in a position to make a tikkun for it. As this was explained very, very well in Yoredeya, in the laws of mixtures. Nimtza, she'ikar ha-mitzvah shel ozoiv tazoiv, so therefore, we understand from this that the main mitzvah of being able to take a person who's in a fallen state and lift him up, the main way that you're able to do that is through kovoid, through malchus. Malchus is synonymous with samach, 60. Shishim heima malachos, the pasuk says. Shehu bechinas samach, bechinas shishim heima malachos kanal. Umishom hasmicha lechol anoiflim. And that's what lends support to all those that are fallen. The bechinas soimech kanal, as the pasuk says, soimech. V'alkein oison shehem rechoikim en hakovoid. Therefore, those people who are very far from kovoid, who are the opposite of respectable, ve'ein lohem oid shum chelik ba'kovoid, and they have cut all their connections with kovoid. They've removed themselves completely from the category of being respectable. Osur lekaravon, you are not allowed to bring them close. Ki ikar hu akovoid, because the most important thing is kovoid. Shehu shoyresh kol hanafoshes dikdusha kanal. That's the origin of all the holy souls. If you look in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Kol ma shebora kodesh baruch hu boilamoi loy broi ela lechvoidoi." Everything that Hashem created in this world, He created for one purpose, His kavod. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Lechvoidi berosiv yitzartiv afasisiv." Hashem says, "For my kavod, I've created everything." And it mentions Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, all the different worlds it lists over there. That it was all created for Hashem's kavod. So that's the tachlis. The tachlis is kavod. And Rabbein Ezal says, when a person falls from kavod, you have a mitzvah to lift him up to kavod. But if a person falls away completely from kavod, then if you try to bring that person back, chas v'shalom, it can do harm to the kavod. We'll see soon. We'll see. V'ze bechinas zokein ve'enoy lefi chvoidoy kanal. This is the concept that the Gemara says, that if you have an elderly gentleman, an aristocrat, who's walking in the street, and he sees a kid's baseball on the floor, And for him to bend down in the middle of the street and pick up that baseball and put it in his pocket and take it home and hold it for the kid, you know, it'll be the most embarrassing thing in the world for him to be seen in the street in his three-piece suit and everything, bending down, picking up this baseball. So it says, Zokein Venele Fichloitoi, he's not supposed to pick up the baseball. He's not supposed to help that person with his lost article or with his package, you know, carrying his heavy load. V'alkein yesh shnei deyos. That's why the Gemara mentions that there's two opinions regarding this. L'deya echod potur. One opinion is that he doesn't have to pick it up. He doesn't have to help that person with his burden. Knows if it's something that's going to end up being an embarrassing and insulting to the person, he's not required to help the other guy. Aval im roitze muter lazoi. But if you want, you're allowed to help. You don't have to, but you're allowed to. Ula de obeys, whereas the second opinion says, osur, you're not allowed to help that person with his burden or with his lost article. Umar omar chodo, veloi pligi. This one is saying something, is saying one statement. This one is saying one statement, and they're not in disagreement. They're both saying the same thing. Ki hakoil lefi rish usam ulefi richuka meyakovoid, because it's all relative to how big a rasha the person is and to how far that person is from kovoid. Ki yesh shehem rechoikim kolkach ad sheyesh sakona gedoyla lekarvam, because there are certain people that are so far from kedusha where it's mamish a sakona to be mekar of them. It's a sakona for the one that's doing it, or it's a sakona for the other religious people that are associated with him, that if he tries to be mekar of this one who's so big a rasha, sometimes not only won't he be mekar of him, but the other guy will pull him down. Umachmazeh potro hatoyro lahazokein. This is why the Torah said that this elderly person is free from being obligated to help that one. She'enoi mechuyev lesakein nafshoi besakona gedoy lekolkach. He's not obligated to put his own life in jeopardy, in sakona, in order to help the other person. Ach afal pikein. However, despite that, im roitze lasos lifnim mishura sadin, if he wants to go above the letter of the law, leireid ulahaloi safilu oisam, even to go ahead and elevate those, bevadai oise mitzvah gedoyla ma'oid ma'oid, he's certainly doing a tremendous, excellent mitzvah. Where do we have an example of this in the Gemara? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara says there was a colony of lepers, and people were afraid to live even in cities close to there, because they were afraid of the winds, that if the winds would blow, not leprosy, it's something else, Bale Rosson it's called, a certain type of disease, where they were afraid that even the wind would carry it to surrounding cities, depending on what directions the wind blow in. But the Gemara says that there was one, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who went into their colony to teach them Torah, and he hugged them and he kissed them, he was buddy-buddy with them. This is what, and the Gemara says that because he did that, that was one of the reasons why he was rewarded, that he was able to go into Gan Eden alive. He's the one who took away the Malach HaMavis' sword, a whole story that the Malach HaMavis took him, was going to take him on tour to Gan Eden, and he told him, let me hold your sword, and he jumped into Gan Eden with the sword, and he wouldn't return it to him, a whole big story in the Gemara. And the Gemara says he was zeichet to this because he put his life in jeopardy in that way. So the question is, how are you allowed to do that? Isn't there a rule that a Jew's not allowed to put himself in sakona? The answer is that there are certain cases where if the person is afraid, he's not allowed to do it. If the person feels a confidence and a positiveness in what he's doing, that it's a mitzvah and it's only for the kavod of Hashem, it won't hurt him. He won't be harmed in the process. Whereas if the person has any fear of it, then he's not allowed to do it because it could harm him. But I'm just showing, excuse me?
Rioting.
But I'm showing an example of a case where here's a case where a person would have said that any rabbi had a legitimate excuse to ignore those guys, not to get involved with them, not to mess with them, because it's sakona. and one rabbi went the other way, and he was rewarded. He got a mitzvah gedoyla moed moed. Aval yesh shehim rechoikim oid yoiser. However, Rav Nosson Zal says there are those that are past that line, that aren't in that category. They're in a different category. Ad sheyesh isur gomor lekarvon, where it's 1,000,000,000% forbidden to be makar of them. And he's not allowed to put his life in jeopardy to be makar of them. Kimuva b'maymar hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal brings in chapter 59 in Likutei Moran, al maymar azal mipnei ma einehem shel tarmudim trutois, where he explains the Gemara, where the Gemara says they ask the question, why is it that the people of the city of Tarmud, their eyes look a certain funny way? Aval oison sheyesh lehem oid eza achiza b'hakovoid, whereas those Jewish souls that still have a tiny connection to the kovoid, afal pishem rechoikim oid, even though they're very, very far, aleihem memar, about them, the pasuk says, ozoiv tazoiv kanal, help them, ki ze ikur kivoidoi, because this is the ultimate kovoid for Hashem, taking these people who are very, very far and bringing them close. Ozoiv over there means to help. In this pasuk, ozoiv tazoiv imoi means lend him a hand, assist him. Exactly. How can you tell the difference? It's a very delicate issue. It's a very delicate issue. And this is why this item applies to tzaddikim only, just about. To have permission to know who to be makariv, number one, and how to be makariv, is a very delicate issue. It's not for every Joe Blow to make that decision on their own. Because the Torah shows us that even the biggest tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah presents it as if he made a mistake with the Erev Rav, and he brought tremendous harm to Klal Yisrael and to himself by being makariv people who he wasn't supposed to be makariv. And even though the Arizal says that even the Erev Rav eventually is going to have a tikkun, they are going to have a tikkun, the point was that at that time it was too early. He thought, the question is, what was Moshe Rabbeinu thinking? Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Jews were going out of Mitzrayim with nuclear weapons. They were flying high. They took the whole Mitzrayim and wiped the floors with them, 10 plagues, and they were marching out of Mitzrayim on top of the world. So it looked to him like the Jews had reached a high enough level of kedusha and power, where they were powerful enough that if the Erev Rav would be dropped into them, the Kiddusha would nullify the Ra of the Erev Rav. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that it wasn't yet the case. It wasn't Olam HaTikun yet. Things weren't perfect yet. And therefore, since things weren't perfect, by him trying to be Makarav the Erev Rav prematurely, it brought tremendous disaster to Klal Yisrael, to him, etc. He didn't give it. Rav Nosson Zal said that if the person is completely removed from kavod, now I remember hearing Rav Rosenfeld Zichron of Rocha give an example that when a Jew shmads, the Jew actually converts willingly, a person chas v'shalom converts willingly, that's crossing a certain line where he said that kind of person not supposed to try to be makar. Even though today we know that there are some organizations where they, I'm not talking
Jews
about
for
Jews for Judaism, where they're able to get guys out of there, but could be that's not Shema, that's brainwashing, that's Nazi stuff. These Krishnas or these other junk where they do certain things to mess up a person's mind. I'm talking about a case where a Jew makes a